threat to the police and you. Newsmax TV is standing up for our brave men and women.
Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. This is the broadcast for April the 20th in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide, and absolutely we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution and stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable. LibertyRoundtable.com, our nationally syndicated radio network, LovingLiberty.net, incredible talk shows around the clock and more. LovingLiberty.net, we have an on-demand application for Android and iPhone. Download it, listen to your heart's content, broadcast live and on-demand radio free. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to skip the guest details from yesterday's program. We'll get to that later in the broadcast. But understand this, you know what, usually April the 19th is a serious day indeed, folks. Oftentimes it's called Patriots Day, talking about the founding fathers when they tried to steal the guns of the American Patriots back in the day. When King George tried to do that, the government got their head handed to them. The revolutionaries at the time said, we're not doing that. We talked about that in detail with Dr. Scott Bradley. What happened on April 19th, this day in history, the mainstream press just ignores all the real issues that happened and focuses on all kinds of things like the Simpsons were born, you know, that kind of thing. But ladies and gentlemen, Patriots Day, April 19th, battles of Lexington and Concord should come to mind. I have but one lamp by which my feet are guided, and that is the lamp of experience. I know no way of judging the future but by the past, Patrick Henry. And we talked with Dr. Scott Bradley in great detail about the importance of liberty, about the importance of standing for freedom. By the way, if there's a deadly pandemic, why have life insurance rates remained unchanged? Ben Swan asks that wise question. The global death toll from the coronavirus, they say, topped 3 million people on Saturday. But my question would be, well, then how come flu deaths plummeted? They're not being honest about the numbers is the point. Reframing the vaccine passport issue. We talked about that. Yeah, we've had vaccine passports for decades. Just ask your school kids. They want them to have vaccines to go to school. That's been the case for a while. All they're doing is broadening the tyranny, folks, and making it apply to everybody and making the places to where they ask for your immunization records more broad, right? Anthony Fauci, enemy of freedom, writes Adam Dick. Small government watchdog team terrifies corrupt government officials. We talked about that, AmericanWatchdogs.org doing a great job. We had on Lowell Nelson and Scott Bradley, both hours, doing a great job. Ron Paul opposed David Chipman for ATF. We got to really oppose this guy. He's a nutcase. And he was involved in the Branch Davidian death toll by the government. Janet Reno, buck stops here, lady. Minnesota National Guard, police team, and the National Guard got targeted by a drive-by shooting. Folks, right after Maxine Waters whacked out, Maxine rolls into town. She has police officer protection as she rolls into town and says, in a nutshell, hey, we got to push back harder. We got to stay in the streets. We got to ratchet this thing up. And then literally a drive-by shooting for the cops, the National Guard. This is getting insane, folks. U.S., they say to withdraw from Afghanistan after 2 decades plus of war. I pray that's true, but don't believe it for a second. All right, that's a recap of yesterday's show. Sorry, I said I wasn't going to do it, and then I broke into the recap because our guest, Mr. Stuart Rhodes, founder and president of Guardians of the Republic, oathkeepers.org. Welcome back, and so many of these subjects really are in your wheelhouse, sir. How are you?
Good, Sam. How are you?
I'm doing great. So let's first talk about Maxine Waters literally goes to Minnesota, tells the crowd to get crazy, stay in the streets. They do, and literally a drive-by shooting on the cops, the National Guard, takes place literally within hours. Now, they're going to really say Trump created an insurrection on January the 6th and drum him out of office over those lies, and then they're really going to have Maxine do something like this, and nothing's really said except for by a few of us? What do you say to that, Stuart?
I'm not surprised at all. And this is state-sanctioned violence. This is the same thing you see anytime you have communists take power, or any, fascist too. So we're seeing the exact same playbook being played out that's been used throughout history.
It's happening also in more than just Minnesota. I mean, most of the summer riots and insurrections happened in Oregon and other places as well. Oath Keepers were trying to keep the peace all the way through. And here's what I find fascinating. Now on April the 6th, maybe a couple of rogue people, who knows, but they're literally attacking the Oath Keepers. You've worked with police departments, and your case is very solid that you've been partnering with peace and stability and safety for the American people and for leaders for quite some time, sir. The record should be obvious.
Yeah, for years. That's what's so bizarre. They completely ignore our long-established and clear pattern of behavior of keeping the peace against Antifa and Black Lives Matter in the streets. We've done, as recently as Louisville, we were guarding businesses there in Louisville, but also the prior Stop the Steal rallies where our guys were dressed exactly the same, wearing body armor, helmets, and goggles, because Antifa likes to hit you in the head with hard objects and stab people and throw things in your eyes. And so our men always wear the exact same kind of protective equipment for dealing with Antifa. But only on January 6th is that magically turned into evidence of an intent to enter the Capitol. So it's complete nonsense. And I think most Americans are now starting to see through it. And what's nice about them continuing their playbook, the same exact playbook as last year, is now the contrast is even clearer. It's not just a contrast with the past, it's a contrast with the present. Why is it that January 6th is being, built up to be some kind of new Reichstag fire, a new 9/11, when that you can look back and see what they did last year, all of last year, and what they're doing right now. So I think in particular in the active duty military and law enforcement, it's becoming very, very clear the absurdity of it and the hypocrisy.
Well, and you have it right now in your face, though. Literally, you take a Maxine Waters from California, congresswoman, literally flies into Minnesota, literally gets on the ground, literally stays out after curfew, violating all these laws. Literally ratcheting up and stirring up the people to violence in her public speeches that are flat out recorded. And then literally a couple of hours later, a drive-by shooting on the cops, the National Guard takes place. I mean, if you want cause and effect, that's as close as it gets almost without being directly in the violence yourself. But yet she came, had protective gear, from what I understand, had cops all around her. She brought in a police contingent for security and everything else as she made those outrageous claims. But then they literally had a drive-by shooting take place on the heels of her rhetoric. And if we're going to tie rhetoric to action, that's as close as it gets without being right in the middle of it.
Right. And you're going to see no official sanction of her in Congress. There'll be attempts. But, of course, because the Dems control Congress, it's not going to happen. But she'll be condemned in the court of public opinion. And that's where it really matters. That's what I think is important to keep in mind. And so they're bleeding credibility. The regime that now controls our country is bleeding out credibility-wise. I think that's a good thing.
It's a great thing that people are starting to see the contrast and see the truth. Now, Marjorie Taylor Greene, a new congresswoman as well, basically got in trouble back in the Trump situation because she spoke out boldly in defense of President Donald Trump back in the day. And so they threatened to remove Marjorie Taylor Greene from a lot of her what do you want to say, a lot of her seat appointments and some of these different things, and some even suggested that they should drum her out of Congress and et cetera, right?
Right. Right. That's the new attempt. They've already taken her off of the committees that she was serving on, but now they're talking about removing her from Congress. And they may well do that. I think, once again, though, just like the court packing plan, statehood for D.C., all of these things are raw grabs at more power, but they also absolutely destroy their credibility. So we're reaching a point where they're looking to solidify power and in the end won't care about their credibility because they'll attempt to rule through naked fear. But I think that we're not there yet. And so right now, I think it's good for us that they're destroying their own credibility. So we can only hope that they, like Napoleon said, never interrupt your enemy when they're making a mistake. That's where we are right now.
All right. Now, Marjorie Taylor Greene, though, firing back. She was attacked relentlessly back a couple of short months ago, but the rounds of reality start happening much faster these days. Now, Marjorie Taylor Greene is proposing expelling Maxine Waters from Congress for her abuses. So...
Right.
I don't know that she'll have a chance, but it's sure an interesting reality check. Really close. Usually it's years before we get vindication, right?
No, it's not going to happen, but it's important for her to do that. I think her response is exactly right. Never apologize because she's right, and throw the absurdity in their face. Throw the hypocrisy right back in their face. Of course, it won't be successful, but like I said, what we'll be successful in is the court of public opinion. And in the end, it's what matters the most. And especially among the military and law enforcement.
All right, there's a couple of things from the Oath Keepers website I want to highlight. Where should we look to find the truth and setting the record straight? When we get back with Stuart Rhodes, we'll talk directly about those things. Hang tight.
Have we realized the assault against our lives, our liberties, our faith? To defeat this assault, Christians and all people of goodwill should have strategies to prevail in our faith and principles, which are simple. No need for a complex formula. One goal, one aim. A strategy like the heroic Christians of the past. We win, they lose. Nothing less. Big Q, Little Q. The calm before the storm. By a friend of Medjugorje. The strategy of heaven revealed. Big Q, Little Q. The calm before the storm. Available on Amazon.com or by calling Caritas in the U.S. at 205-672-2000.
The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The Foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Stuart Rhodes with me. Setting the record straight, you were on a variety of interviews about that, and I think we ought to do that here as well. You know, there's a lot of allegations being thrown around in the mainstream press, literally without evidence, denying people innocence until proven guilt in the court of public opinion via the mainstream press news manipulations, Stuart. Do you want to just take a minute and say anything you want to about the allegations made against Oath Keepers Then most importantly, the fraudulent tales being told in the news. Because I think they've literally manipulated the truth beyond imagination. It's shocking. But, hey, just go ahead and take as much time as you need to set the record straight, sir.
Well, I think the most important thing to think about is, as you said, we're being tried in the court of public opinion, court of the media, actually. And the attempt is to smear us so badly that it makes it easy for them to railroad people. But I think there's good signs in the judiciary. You're starting to see some pushback from some of the judges who are now letting some people out on bail and telling the government that, hey, your initial allegations have not been proven up. You've presented no evidence of an actual plan to enter the Capitol, an actual conspiracy to enter the Capitol. And so the government's been put back on their heels to some extent. So I think that's a good sign. So I think it's important for people who are being targeted to not despair. That's part of what they want to do. Like, for example, the one man who's pled guilty so far, John Schaefer, they put him in, basically put him in isolation, denied him bail. He sat there for the longest time since January. And I think the intent is to make someone so despondent that they're willing to plead to something they did not do in order, to have some relief. So I think they need to just have perseverance and strength and not give in to the pressure. So that's what we have to pray, that, everyone who's been detained, who's being persecuted, they're all political prisoners, that they have the strength to resist the false promise of, hey, if you'll go along with us, it'll be easier on you, because they're being railroaded.
Well, we learned from the Emin Bundy situation, those who copped the plea or those who made a deal lost big. And even when the evidence was proven that the government was fraudulent over and over and over, the people who copped the plea got burned. The people who stood with the truth, well, the truth made them free. Isn't that fascinating? And we need the same reality check here, ladies and gentlemen. We need to reject the media lies. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, that's a good example. You're right. Not pleading out and going to trial was the winning strategy in hindsight. But of course, that's the whole point of denial of bail, is to coerce a confession, to make someone confess to a crime they did not commit, and even worse, to bear false witness against their neighbors, against other patriots. That's what they're trying to do, is pressure people through denial of bail, to make them feel like no one cares about them, that they'll never get out again, that they have no choice but to bend the knee and go along.
All right, there's a lot of headlines I want to highlight here. They're all from your website, and here's the interesting thing. If the government had the truth, and if the bureaucrats in big tech and whatever else you want, the media had the truth, then leave Oath Keepers alone, and it would be, hey, we'll defend ourselves, you go ahead and prosecute, let's have the truth transparently laid out on the table. But they know they don't have the truth, so the first thing they did when they attacked Oath Keepers so relentlessly, or at least one of the first things, they tried to take down your website. Good news, it didn't work. Stuart?
Well, sure, we've been deplatformed off of everything. What just happened to James O'Keefe of Project Veritas happened to us a year ago, and it's been going on for the last several years. So they're deplatforming anyone that they consider to be a threat to their agenda. So one way to look at this is a badge of honor. That's how I always look at it, that the only reason they're even paying attention to us is because they're afraid of our effect. I think that's good. So what we have to do is just find, just like InfoWars has done over the years, find ways to insulate ourselves from these attacks and continue to drive on. I think the latest thing's going to be, this was a case now where they're suing Steve Bannon? They're trying to make a big deal out of him selling vitamins. I think they're going to be doing that to try to deplatform people like Alex Jones, going after their ability to sell supplements, because that's the only way they can make money. So they'll continue to try to deplatform people, but all it does is show that their weakness. They can't compete with us in an actual open debate or in actual open public forums. That's what the internet is, a public forum. So I think it's a sign of their weakness. They continue to have to shut down free speech and assembly.
All right. So setting the record straight, where should we look to find truth, ladies and gentlemen? I think you need to go to places like oathkeepers.org because they're going to tell you their side of the story. That's the side the mainstream press isn't going to tell you. And it's interesting because the Trump hate coalition is literally crumbling, and they know it.
Well, like I said, they're bleeding credibility. The reason why they had to steal the election is because they were losing support. They were losing people walking away from the Democratic Party. You know, Trump got, I believe, 52% of the black male vote in the United States. And so they had to shut down free elections, and they couldn't stand up to an actual, you know, fair contest. And the same goes what they're doing now to deplatform people and to come after your ability to raise money and bank. So I think the next step is going to be, you know, direct deplatforming or debanking, the ability to even raise money at all. So we have to find alternate mechanisms for doing that, whether it's going with, you know, Bitcoin or some other electronic currency or some other way to get around their official restrictions.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Oath Keepers needs your support, though. You know what? It's one thing to say, hey, go to oathkeepers.org, and you should. But I also want to say, though, that Oath Keepers needs your support like never before. Donating is critical, ladies and gentlemen. Donate to Oath Keepers. We need your most generous support today. We are in the battle for the survival of the Republic. Your contribution to Oath Keepers makes a real difference in defending the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. The money you give goes directly to supporting the mission of the Oath Keepers. Oathkeepers.org/donate is where you go for that, ladies and gentlemen. It's critical you do that. Now, the feds are disgraced. Oath Keepers vindicated. The insurrection probe is falling apart. Now, there's a lot to all this, folks, and this is the side of the story that if you go to the website of Stuart Rhodes and oathkeepers.org, you'll begin to understand. I'll give you an example. They said that Officer Brian D. Signick, is that how you say it? Sicknick?
Yeah, I think that's correct.
Sicknick, I think, is how you say it. All right. Anyway, they say Brian got beat to death with a fire extinguisher. And, hey, the leaders and all that were, and they went on and made all these bogus claims. It turns out he wasn't beaten by anything. That was a lie that the mainstream press, CNN, WAPO, everybody else peddled. Turns out they got caught lying. But before they got caught lying, that was used literally in President Donald Trump's impeachment trial in the House. This has never been done before, taking literally false fake news, peddling it into literally a trial of a sitting president, folks. This is criminal activity at the highest levels. Anyway, it turns out that Brian Sicknick, or Sicknick's attack at the Capitol, he died of strokes, the coroner said in the autopsy report. No evidence that he succumbed to chemicals and or any other bodily internal or external injuries. They're blatantly admitting that it was a flat-out lie in the news. Who peddled that information? I don't know. But I'm telling you right now, we need to get to the bottom of that, though, because that literally is criminal. When you use that against a sitting president and it turns out to be fake news, it was in the trial, or the equivalent of a trial, if you will, in the House. This is criminal activity at the highest level, unfolding before your very eyes. Stuart?
Well, it is like a Rush Talk fire. So as it turns out in history, we know that it was most likely set by the Nazis themselves to give them a power grab. That's the exact same thing that's being done now. And the demonization of the president through that false claim was also used against people arrested for entering the Capitol. Same thing. They continue to say, even right now, you look at news reports, they'll continue to say, in the deadly attack on the Capitol that took the lives of a police officer, as well as, you know, Ashley Babbitt and a few other people that died of natural causes. So they continue to use the same lie.
All right. Anyway, I just find it fascinating that they're literally going to that kind of criminal activity to peddle their, but we don't have enough pushback. I mean, their reality is that their narrative, the Trump hate coalition, is crumbling. The insurrection probe is falling apart. Shame on the feds. They're disgraced. Oath Keepers are being vindicated. But that's really hard for the American people to learn about and understand because of the propaganda in the news. When we come back, we'll talk about that a little bit more with Stuart. I also want to talk about, he was at an event in Oklahoma. There's a lot of great information on that. There are people starting to wake up and do things to make a difference. That's the good news. Stuart Rhodes, oathkeepers.org/donate. Get it done today, folks.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Derek Chauvin trial is now in the hands of the jury. Washington, D.C.'s chief medical examiner on Monday ruled that Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick died of natural causes following multiple strokes after the occupation on the Capitol, a finding that will make it hard for prosecutors to charge anyone with his murder. The U.S. House of Representatives on Monday passed legislation that will allow banks to provide services to cannabis companies in states where it's legal, a step towards removing what analysts say is a barrier to development of the industry. Lawmakers voted 321 to 101 to approve the bill and send it to the Senate. Former Vice President Walter Mondale died Monday in Minneapolis, Minnesota at the age of 93. Fritz won the 1984 Democratic nomination for President of the United States and chose New York Representative Geraldine Ferraro as his running mate. On Election Day, he carried only his home state and the District of Columbia. The electoral vote was 523 to 13 for President Reagan. USA Radio News.
Police officer down. It's shocking. The number of cops killed in the line of duty jumped almost 100% last year. Defunding police, stripping them of legal protections, woke culture. It's a dangerous time. But Greg Kelly is fighting back. All this week, Greg's on Newsmax TV with his special series, Cops Under Fire. Greg Kelly exposes the real threat to the police and you. Newsmax TV is standing up for our brave men and women. Watch Cops Under Fire on Greg Kelly tonight. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable company. Get Newsmax TV free on most smart TVs, Roku, Pluto, Zumo, and YouTube Live. Millions have already downloaded the free Newsmax TV app on their smartphones. Already the fourth highest rated cable news channel in America. Newsmax is real news for real people.
President Trump says what we can expect from the President Biden policy at the border. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
In his first sit-down interview since leaving office, former President Donald Trump criticized his successor for changing his immigration policies, leading to the current humanitarian crisis on the border.
It's a horrible situation. Could destroy our country. People are pouring in, but you'll see something as the months go by like you've never seen before. Already it's like you've never seen before. There's never been anything like what's happened at our border. And people are coming in by the tens of thousands. They're walking in. All he had to do was leave it alone. If he left it alone, we were setting record positive numbers, and people would have to come in legally. And you know the other thing that people don't talk about, human trafficking and drugs. That's doubled, tripled, and quadrupled coming in because that's pouring in right now.
That audio courtesy of Fox News.
Thanks for listening. We do appreciate you being there. We are USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I misspoke a second ago. Stuart Rhodes, our guest. Guardians of the Republic, oathkeepers.org. Join us today. Oathkeepers.org/donate. Every penny will help. You get the truth in media. They tried to shut down the Oath Keepers website. They failed. The website's up now, oathkeepers.org, although they are messing with donations big time. So any donations you guys can put in would be most helpful indeed. I misspoke because I said that Stuart was in Oklahoma. I guess he watched the incredible presentations going on there and thought it was phenomenal. Why don't you give us a quick update on that, Stuart?
Yeah, I watched the conference. But I'm going to say this. I think there's not enough focus on solutions. I think it's great to focus on what the bad guys are doing, you know, talk about that and give people truth about where we are. But we also need to focus on, well, what do we do? And I think that's it was a little bit light on that. That's my one criticism of that conference, and as well as any others. Same thing goes for any liberty gathering you go to. It's almost always, here's what's going on, and here's what the bad guys are doing, but not focused as much as it should be on, well, what do we do about it?
Amen to that. On the oathkeepers.org website, there are two statements, which I think dovetails this nicely. setting the record straight where should we look to find the truth? We've talked about that. We know that, right? The Trump hate coalition is crumbling. Great. The insurrection probe is falling apart. Feds are disgraced. Oath Keepers vindicated. That's all true, ladies and gentlemen. We learned the truth about Brian Sicknick and all that kind of stuff. That's all great. But ladies and gentlemen, number one, donate to Oath Keepers. That's an important thing you can do. Oathkeepers.org/donate. But then going forward, though, we've got a lot of things we're facing. We're facing a possible vaccine-forced jab passport scenario where you won't be able to do anything without it. We're forcing literal gun control being shoved down your throat. The legislative body be danged, right? We've got all kinds of things we're dealing with. Insurrections all across the country led by literally congresswomen, Maxine Waters, to make the point, and others. We are facing a lot of stuff. The question is, what do we do about it, Stuart?
Well, I think the first thing you do is refuse to comply. That's what has to happen, is mass noncompliance. And we're seeing that even in the military. You're seeing, I believe it's like 40% of the Marines are not taking the shot. They're being pressured to, but they're so far not taking it. And you're seeing mass noncompliance or non-participation with the shot. I won't call it a vaccine because it's not a vaccine. So you're seeing, you know, an awakening in the public, and they're saying, we're not taking the shot. I think we need to be ready and willing to stand up and say, well, we're not going to comply, and we're going to, you know, do what we have to isolate or insulate ourselves and separate ourselves from a corrupt system that tries to mandate that shot. We need to find alternate ways to make a living, alternate ways to barter or exchange with each other and local resilient economies. That's what you're going to have to do. And I think Americans in particular need to start raising their own food. You know, whether it's chickens or gardens or whatever else you can do, do what you can, because we need to be ready to ride out a manufactured, you know, the Great Reset's going to be all about killing our economy and the next wave of shutdowns in the name of, you know, some new variant of COVID-19. We all know it's coming. So the way to ride that out is to get as strong as you can in yourself, your family and close circle of friends, and your neighborhood, town, church, you know, county. So we got to focus on, and people have got to get their stuff squared away. They've got to get their prep squared away, you know, food and medicine and fuel, ammunition, you know, things are going to be, you're going to need anyway. You may as well start storing them up, and they're all divisible. They can all be used as money. You know, you can divide up a box of 22s or a box of 5.56. You can divide up fuel. So those are things you need to start storing away now so that you have the ability to ride out any forced suppression of your ability to feed your family or feed yourselves. That's what's coming, I believe. They'll try to use that as a weapon against us.
I think part of the reason you're being so attacked is because I think you're right on this. It isn't all warfare and all, you know, guns and ammo and in the streets stuff. It's everything that you're teaching is a broad understanding of proper caring for yourself and for your family. It's communities understanding that it's a local level discussion, and there's a lot of things they need to do. They need to get their water together, their first aid together, their food together. And teaching all this, at least if your goal is to destroy the Republic and divide and destroy and make people feel dependent on government, hey, those plans are right in the face of that. You're very dangerous because of the truth you seek and teach, Stuart.
Right. And then, you know, speaking of April 19th, I think it's important for us to realize that the founders, when they saw what was coming, they got ready, you know, and it wasn't just storing away guns and ammunition. They certainly did that, but they also stored away and conquered were barrels of like salted fish and other long-term storage foods and grain were being stored away as well. So they got ready, and they got ready across the spectrum. And we're facing what the Chinese call unrestricted warfare. That's what's being done to us. Is it's really a battle between the people of the world and the totalitarian-minded globalists with their Chi-Com allies. That's what we're facing right now, is this alliance. And, of course, Biden is simply a Chi-Com puppet and a puppet of the globalists, you know, Biden and Kamala both. So we need to understand where we are. And, you know, and like Patrick Henry said, be willing to understand the truth and provide for it. And when he gave that speech, he was giving it in support of his motion in Virginia that every
county establish militia in their county. That was the motion that he was speaking on behalf of when he gave that famous "Give me liberty, give me death" speech. And his motion passed only 3 weeks before the fighting began at Concord and Lexington. So it was a little bit, you know, almost too late. But at least they got rolling. And so we have to be the same way. We have to say, okay, here's the reality in our face. We're not going to get out of this without going through really a very similar situation that the founders faced. You know, a foreign power, that's the Chi-Coms and the globalists, ruling over us, or attempting to rule over us through an illegitimate puppet we have no control over. That's what they were facing in their time with the royal governors. And they had their international corporation of the day. Back then was the East India Company that had special sanction and special charter. Same thing we're seeing now. Who else was allowed to operate during the shutdowns? Only the big bank, only the big stores, Amazon. That's who sucks all the money out of small town America and Main Street America. So that's what we have to understand. And just like the founders did, we need to boycott. We need to refuse to buy from the corporations that are helping destroy our country. And we need to instead support local economies. You know, in their day, they wore homespun. They made their own clothes. They dealt with other Americans, other patriots. So we need to boycott all those companies, stop giving Starbucks your money, stop giving all the big corporations, Amazon, for another example. You know, wean yourself of these things now, because all you're doing is helping to pay for your own demise.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot there, and it's a mouthful, and I think part of the problem is waking people up fast enough as they shut us down from the media and everything else, waking people up fast enough of what needs to be done and how to go about it peacefully is going to be one of our great challenges. But that's where you talk about working mouth-to-mouth locally in your neighborhoods and everything else. We don't need their mass communications necessarily if we do our job on the ground, right?
Right. That's the thing, is you need to be prepared for a shutdown. I've been warning about this for months. I think that, you know, Texas got a taste of it. There will be an attempt to shut down communications and power. They're looking for weaknesses. So whenever the people start to rise up and defy, they'll attempt to shut down your capacity to keep a roof over your head or keep the heat on or feed your kids. So be prepared for that. That's why you got to have food storage. You got to have, you know, the medicines you're going to need. You got to just be a prepper, and you got to prepare yourself for, you know, a year or two of hard times, because the hard times are coming no matter what happens. It's going to be hard times. And so the only way to weather it is to be as strong as you can, but don't try to do it isolated. This is some isolated prepper with a stack of stuff in the garage, but no network. You got to make sure you come together with your neighbors, and your church is going to be critical too. And if your pastor is not down with the program of preparing, you need a new pastor or a new church. So you need to have a place where the church is a strong point and a refuge for the community in time of need. Whether it's the power being out or the phones being down, or whether it's a political refuge, you know, from COVID restrictions or attempts to shut down your church, you got to have patriot pastors.
Well, what do they call that? The Black Robe Regiment is what we really need.
Yeah, exactly. That was really the heart and soul of the resistance in the time of the founding fathers, and needs to be the heart and soul now. You know, Christians need to understand that COVID-19 and other restrictions are coming in, and the vaccines. These are going to be the mark of the beast. We can't buy or sell without it, and I think it's important for us to stand up against it.
All right, hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. Stuart Rhodes with me. What are we to do is the great question Ammon Bundy always asks. The answer is we need to get involved in serious ways. We need to provide and engage in real leadership. We need to peacefully set the example and prepare. Will they let it remain peaceful is the real question. Stuart Rhodes on your radio.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Well, my mom smokes and my dad smokes, and I saw them smoking, so I tried it. They're telling me not to smoke, but they smoke themselves.
When it comes to smoking, are you sending mixed signals?
But when you teach someone a certain way to do things and you go back on that certain way, it sends mixed signals to the person that they're trying to teach. The parents need to be the example.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Regrets? Oh, we're all gonna have them. Doesn't matter who you are, what you do. At some point, you're gonna wish you'd done something differently. You know, the woulda, coulda, shouldas. But let me tell you a couple of things you'll never regret. You'll never regret spending extra time talking to your teenager. Trust me. You'll never regret answering your three-year-old's question about where the water in the bathtub comes from. And I've never seen anyone wish they hadn't sat in the kitchen laughing with their children and telling them goofy stories about when they were kids. Yeah, sure, we're all gonna have regrets, but talking too much with our kids won't be one of them.
No matter what you talk about, love is what they'll hear. A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visit us at Mormon.org.
All right, Stuart Rhodes riding shotgun on the radio today, oathkeepers.org/donate. Get it done. We need your help desperately, ladies and gentlemen. They're trying to shut us all down, that's for sure. Ladies and gentlemen, members of the squad, these are the radical, extreme, socialist, communist folks in Congress, members of the squad who have been pushing to defund the police. Turns out they all spent thousands of dollars on private security for themselves, according to FEC records. That's Federal Election Commission records. So these people are trying to disarm us all. And this is one of the biggest threats of all that I can see. They're trying to disarm us all while they all walk around with their own security teams armed to the teeth, Stuart. That's part of the problem we're facing. And the solution is to really absolutely, as the American people, reject gun control on its face. Stuart?
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, it's no surprise that they would do that. That's the way communists always behave and political elites. It's the same as the founder of Black Lives Matter running around and buying, you know, five mansions. Of course, she's going to live large while leaving people in the slums and the people that she claims to be representing. She doesn't care about them at all. So, yes, all the politicians always have armed guards protecting them. That's exactly who shot Ashley Babbitt in the face, you know, presuming that was all straight up on, as it was presented. But yeah, it was a armed guard protecting the Congress that wants to disarm us.
All right, now I find that fascinating. What are we going to do about this gun control, though? Literally, it's done by an edict by the president, unconstitutional executive orders. Literally, President, if you can call him that, whacked out Joe Biden, should be literally, in my opinion, arrested for his abuse of the law. Congress has the authority to make law, but they don't have authority to make law that are against the Bill of Rights either. And so literally you have the wrong branch of government creating an edict like a king thug, whacked out Grandpa Joe just putting this in place. Congress should jealously guard their power for starters, Stuart.
Yeah, but of course they're complicit. I think it's great. Frankly, I want them to pass their gun confiscation dream legislation. I want them to try to pass their attempt at pack the court. I think that's fantastic because all it does is speeds up the timeline, makes it clearer how illegitimate they are, and makes more of the frogs jump out of the pot. I think it's better to do that than to have them slowly ramp it up. You know, red flag legislation would be gun confiscation one gun at a time. I think it's better to have them pass some ridiculous bill that attempts to, you know, force us all to turn in our AR-15s, which we will not do. I think it's much better to get it over with and let them show their true colors. So, to me, it's good. I prefer to have them go ahead and go all the way and show how absurd they really are and then have us do a mass refusal. That's better.
What do we do about ammunition? You know what? They've been slowly but surely choking off ammunition more and more and more. We need to get people to start putting together and making ammunition again.
Well, stack it high and deep. That's what you can do right now. It can still be bought. You can still find it. You can find it out a lot of times on people who already bought ammunition are now selling it and making a killing at it. Of course, they're selling it, you know, twice as much what they paid for, but it's still available. So go out there and even though it's painful, go buy yourselves a couple thousand rounds per weapon and stock it away. And not all in one place, making sure you spread the wealth. So I think it's important for us to stock it as much as possible.
I agree with that. I also think that people need to start to find a way to make ammunition. We just can't let government make it impossible for us to create ammunition. That's another serious, serious issue that we need to face on the ground.
Oh, sir, certainly. Absolutely right. That goes back to that cottage industry and resilient economies at the local level, whether it's town, county, or state. And I want to talk about this. With the civil unrest we're seeing that's building up, it's going to be a long, hot summer of intentional civil unrest, looting, arson, murder, you know, Black Lives Matter, burn, loot, and murder. That's what we're going to see. And so I think if someone were to ask me, if I had a relative in a large city, I would tell them to get out. And any place controlled by the Dems, large urban area, get out. And, you know, relocate to a more rural part of your state. If you live in a Democrat-controlled state, at least go to a red-controlled county, someplace where you're going to have a better chance of having, you know, a favorable outcome with local law enforcement or your local prosecutor or your local judge. You don't want to be under the thumb of a big city-controlled Democrat area in a blue state. That's the worst place to be. So I think what's going to happen now is that Antifa and Black Lives Matter and other radicals on the left see a carte blanche green light from the Biden administration to do whatever they want. And you've got, like you said, you've got Maxine Waters running around and showing them with her own presence and her own voice that, yes, this is the approved path. You are allowed to do this. And a cautionary tale can be seen in what happened in the Spanish Civil War. In the areas where the communists controlled, there were people who were identified as being on a political right, whether they're monarchist or fascist or whatever they were called, they were drug out of their homes and executed. And so just be aware, you can't take it for granted that won't happen in the United States. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but I think that Trump supporters in Democrat-controlled areas, you'd be paying attention to local surroundings, to their own situational awareness, and seeing the warning signs and get out before that happens.
Well, and when you see the members of the squad, these radical, whacked out socialists / communists, literally trying to disarm everybody, but at the same time, they spend thousands of dollars on private security for themselves. And then Facebook and Twitter are not censoring a video of Representative Maxine Waters encouraging violence. Waters literally says publicly, it's on tape, that, you know what? Protesters have got to get more active. They've got to get more confrontational. We've got to make sure they know we mean business if Chauvin is not convicted of murder. So forget the reality check on the inside with the jury of your peers now. They're saying, we don't care about that. Even the mayor, whacked out mayor in Minnesota, is going, hey, you know, it doesn't matter what the jury comes back with. This guy died at the hands of cops. Okay, these people don't even care about the law, and they're blatantly saying so, Stuart. This proves your point that where will it ratchet up to when the leaders who are elected to sworn an oath to uphold the law are literally openly challenging the law and saying, we don't care about the law. Agitate, get in the streets, get crazy, confront people. This kind of rhetoric, and then you see it happening in the streets right now.
Well, it is essentially a weird combination of a totalitarian regime suppressing its opponents at the same time growing an insurgency in the streets to overthrow capitalism, to overthrow local control of police departments. I think the long-term goal or the short-term goal is to nationalize the police in this country, to cause so much disruption and so much fear, and then tell people, well, the only solution to bring peace again is we must have federal control over all law enforcement so that the local police officers look to the federal government, to D.C. for their paycheck, to whether they have a job or not. I think that's the goal. The exact same thing the Nazi Party did when they took over in Germany is they nationalized the police, put them in control of the Gestapo. I think that's the intent here, is to nationalize the police. So we need to fight back against that.
There's no question that's their intent, ladies and gentlemen. And ratcheting up the violence are irresponsible statements like this. Minneapolis mayor, guy's name is Jacob Frey. F-R-E-Y, or do you say it Frey? I don't know how you say that. He said on Monday that regardless of the decision made by the jury, George Floyd was killed at the hands of the cops. Can you imagine just blatantly not even caring about our laws or the outcome of a grand jury? They're setting the stage for literally jettisoning juries altogether. Stuart?
Well, what they're setting the stage for is no matter the outcome, that there should be rioting and looting. And if he's and if Chauvin is acquitted, that should not be accepted as a legitimate outcome. That's what they're going. That's what they're setting it up for. And the ACLU did the same thing in the latest shooting there in Minnesota, where the woman police officer used her Glock instead of her taser. You know, before that was even discovered that she had made that mistake, the ACLU declared that that shooting was evidence of the white supremacist nature of policing in the United States. So the left is going to label all police officers white supremacist or a white supremacist culture. They're going to demonize them no matter what. And the goal is to defund the police locally, but then fund and control them nationally. That is going to be the outcome. And so you understand the outcome. You understand where they want to go. That's why in your communities, you've got to fight to prevent that from happening. Whatever problems you have, like a lack of training or the wrong officers being on the job and make mistakes like that, like grabbing their gun instead of the taser. She shouldn't have been on the force, frankly. You fix that locally. But you got to make sure you clean house locally and make sure you have local control. You cannot give up control of your law enforcement. Because imagine what it would be like if the Biden administration, for example, had local law enforcement under their thumb the same way they do the FBI and the DOJ. That's the goal. Is to have every level of government be as hostile to you and your rights as the current DOJ and FBI are right now. You don't want that. You don't want that kind of force multiplier in their hands. So it's why you've got to support your local law enforcement. I think it's critical that we stand up and say, hey, where they're wrong, we'll fix it. But where they're right, where they're doing the right thing, we're going to protect them. We're not going to condemn them all as being racist because you know it's nonsense. Just like every Trump supporter is not racist, it's ridiculous. It is the left's only play. The only play they have is to condemn everything they don't like as being somehow racist. That's their gambit. And so you have to just reject it and not give in to it.
Yeah, they even talked about the border being racist, the border viewpoint of Donald Trump. And now they have to admit that Latinos love Donald Trump's border stance because it's really a battle between law-abiding people and criminals. It's not a battle between people who want to obey the law for the most part. The criminals are the problem. Now, you've been down to the border many times. What do you think needs to happen there? Is there more work we can do there?
Well, the only thing we can do right now is what we're starting to do here in Texas along the border is to encourage people to form their own neighborhood watches and county watches and protect each other because they're not going to get any help from the federal government at this point. And this is my big criticism for President Trump is he turned over the keys to the White House and all the reins of power to an illegitimate usurper, frankly, without a fight. And I'm just gonna say I just think it's important to point out that reality. And so because he did not invoke the Insurrection Act and did not do the mass declassification that I called for him to do, you know, we wrote an open letter to him, me and Kelly Sorrell, an attorney from Texas. An open letter to President Trump back. And because he did not do what he needed to do, now we are in the position we have to do what happened to him.
All right. Thank you so much, Stuart Rhodes. We got to let him fly. Sorry it was breaking up right there a little bit at the end as well. I don't know if they're messing with our signals or what they're doing. We'll do our very best, though. Hour one in the can. Thank you, Stuart Rhodes. Ladies and gentlemen, oathkeepers.org/donate. Get it done today. It is vital. that you do that. You also look at oathkeepers.org for the real news. Let them tell you their side of the story is the point. You can judge for yourself who's telling you the truth, okay? Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Thank you, Stuart, for Sam Bushman. We the people can restore America, but you got to get local and you got to get active and you got to do it now. God save the Republic of the United States of America.